Well, we've been asked, Tim and I, to rate the commentators from this Olympics to date so far, and we've narrowed our 3-2-1 down, and the three votes, I think, Gaze and Bogut from the basketball.
Unbelievable.
Hey? Eh?
Unbelievable.
Chemistry.
Which order would you have them in, though?
A little tense early. I thought there was tension early, but I think the sport itself tended to dilute that, and by the end of that, they were just feeding off each other.
A little tense. It was like a camping ground, Gary.
Is there a senior member of that duo? Someone that sort of pulled, like, you pull rank on me. Who's pulling rank in that?
Gozy.
Is he?
Yeah, no, he's the man.
Well, he's been good enough to join us for Main Internet and Mobile Show's most satisfied customers, NBN from $59. Congratulations to you, Gozy. You've been magnificent.
Good on you, Gary. No, I do appreciate it. I think you're being highly generous and maybe a touch facetious.
All
of that.
Not one bit.
But no, it is a lot of fun. And when you get there and you're because obviously we're not over there and we're not trying to hide that, but you're in that hub with all the legends of Australian sport. It's a pretty intimidating, daunting, but motivating environment to be in. So it is a lot of fun, and out good with Andrew Bogut. He stepped in no problems whatsoever. Hasn't done a whole lot of it, he was superb.
I take exception to, I was not being facetious. I'm a very big fan.
Yeah, I know, but
we
touched on the fact that Gozy and Bogut don't get on very well, and the whole thing about social distancing.
Know.
But Andrew Gaze is doing the special comments in one building at the Docklands, and Andrew Bogut's doing it in another.
You wouldn't know, I tell you that.
That is completely not true, and we've always got along really. You mentioned that last time, started a little something trying to suggest that some type of situation, but I don't know where that's come from, but no, it's good fun. But hey, let me tell you this. The reason why Boat and I can just come in there and do our thing is because we've got the maestro. We've got John Casey.
He's good.
Doing just looking after us all, so he's fantastic.
He is magnificent. What happened with the Opals yesterday? That was, to my way of thinking, that was a disappointing loss against Belgium.
Rebounding and defensive matchups.
There you go. And I think, Gaz, you've nailed it because...
straight off the text.
Well, it's not necessarily the matchups, but a lot of times they're switching a lot of the on-ball situation. And I thought Belgium were superb. They executed magnificently in the half court. The tempo at which they played, the way in which they moved the ball. But more importantly, they actually run a cut. They run some cuts to the basket, and I think that they got the best out of some players that we don't see or hear a lot of. This is only the second time they've ever qualified for a major tournament. They've never qualified for the Olympics before. They finished fourth, in magnificent fourth, a couple of years ago in the World Cup. So it's, they're a decent squad, but gee, I was expecting that this was going to be tough, but I thought we'd get the win.
Can we come back from this?
Yes.
My word, we can. They're still in their pool. They've still got Puerto Rico and China. Now, Puerto Rico is a very, very powerful basketball nation, but I feel very good about our prospects against Puerto Rico. Mm. But China is a tricky assignment. I think they're eighth or ninth in the world. They're ranked. They've had some good performances recently. So they should take care of both those teams with a minimum of fuss, but it's one that you get a little nervous about going into a team like China when morale's probably not at its highest, confidence is not where it needs to be. We should get through.
Shyla Heal's got to play, surely.
Well, Shyla didn't get selected.
That's what I mean.
A bit late to insert her now, Gary.
Well, that's set off the text. Did we miss a trick by not selecting her? I thought you meant for the game.
We didn't select her for the game because that was one of the ones where I think if you're going into a tournament like this, similar to what we saw with Josh Giddey, if you're going to Olympics, you can't just give someone an Olympics. But I think with Shyla, with her age and what we see of her in the future, she is one that you could have found a role for. And then also when you look at their squad, Leilani Mitchell has to do a lot of the heavy lifting at the point guard position. She's a veteran, been around a long time, and is a superb player. She you know, she wasn't great yesterday. She might have had 2 or 4 points. I don't have the stats in front of me, but she didn't score a lot, but didn't shoot a lot. She was more of a distributor. And I think that it's good. Someone like Shyla, I think, could have really helped in those circumstances. But, Gaz, if you're going to put Shyla in, the question always is, who are you going to take out? Because it's still a very, very worthy team.
That's the question I asked him. He couldn't answer it for me.
Hey, Gaz, that's it. I have noticed this, though. The ball that they use at international level, I don't know, maybe my eyes are playing tricks, but are the players struggling with the handle on the ball more than they would? Is there some difference about the ball they're using or the court or something along those lines?
Yeah. No, it is. It's a different ball. It's a really good observation. Well, it's a different ball, not in the size and weight, but it has more panels. It's a molten ball and it has 12 panels, whereas a regular ball we use in the NBA and in the NBL, they're just the regular 8-panel ball. Now there's a lot that say that for shooters, it should actually be better because a lot of shooters like the seams. And when you've got more seams, there's usually a little less adjusting you can do. But I don't think it's any since, well, I can't remember the last time that ball wasn't used in the Olympics. It's been a part of the Olympic Games for a long, long time, at least the last three or four Olympic campaigns. In fact, it might have been 2000 when I was there, but they were using
story in suit.
It's got different nipples.
No, it's a leather ball, and that's another thing. A lot of the leagues, the NBA is probably the only league left that still use a genuine leather ball.
Oh.
Most of the other leagues throughout the world have a synthetic composite ball.
Yeah.
And I think when you're used to those composite balls, they are a lot grippier. It is a little different. And the problem with the Olympics is because you're a roll-up, usually they're rolling out brand-new balls. Now, leather balls need to be broken in.
Yep.
Whereas, and at the Olympics, they've got brand-new balls, and sometimes they can be a little bit slippery.
Yes.
No
but
nipples?
Once they're worn in, well, they're
No, they're not nipples, they're pimples.
Pimples.
Pimples, that's right.
Yeah.
But we all know what you're saying. Yeah, we know it.
Thank you, Daisy.
I just want to clarify.
But no, they're called pimples. But with the leather ball, that is more relevant. But with the synthetic balls, which they're not using there, you can just roll out a brand new ball when it doesn't really need to be broken in.
Now, our Boomers, they're playing later today, yes?
My word, they are.
And what are we expecting?
Well, we've got a very tough assignment, in my view. I was nervous about Nigeria, and with good reason. Nigeria, really good team. Nigeria, Tim, they've got more NBA players on the Nigerian team than any other, barring the US, of course, on any of the other teams in the competition. So that was a better win. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well done. Very good. same thing here. But it was good to get that win.
Okay.
24 turnovers is not going to cut it.
No.
When you get to the business end of the tournament. So we've got to tidy that up. But
this is
Italy, very strong.
Okay. Who should we be looking at in the Italian team? That somebody that is going to sort of light it up for the Italians. Oh, who is it?
That'd be the obvious.
Well, the one that most people would lean on would be Gallinari, who plays in the NBA, playing with Atlanta. Another new guy that's coming onto the scene, plays with the Warriors, is Nico Mannion. He's their point guard and very good. But for me, the one that, because I watched them in the qualifying tournament as well, is a guy called Simone Fontecchio.
Easy for you to say.
Simone Fontecchio. He led the team in scoring in the World Cup a couple of years ago in China, and he led him in scoring the other night. He had 20. And he is an NBA player, in my view. He's very, very good.
Jay-Z,
be careful about him.
I am in bed early. I haven't caught Shinya. Are you putting a box set out of that so that I can catch up with that after the Olympics or not?
I'm pretty sure that won't be the case. But I tell you, that is something that maybe worth consideration because at the very least, maybe throw it on YouTube or put it out there on some sort of online arrangement.
I'll be catching up with it. Don't you worry about that.
It's a bit of fun, and I get to work with you and Tim, and both of you guys work with Andy, didn't you?
Andy Murray's
a real. I know Tim did.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm sure you did as well, Gaz.
Yeah.
So he is a delight to work with.
I love him. Your show starts at at 10:30 goes through to 4:30 in the morning. Andy winds
up. Not quite. We're on late, and that's what Shinya means, up late. It's the Japanese for up late, or that's why the name is, the show is called Shinya. But it's a lot of fun. We get to break down and have a look at all the events of the day, recap them all, have a bit of a laugh along the way at some of the tomfoolery that goes along at the Olympics. Kim, you haven't seen a second of it, so don't even comment.
We'll be catching
up. Hey, Gazy, I don't know if you caught up with the news or not, but we're about to take RSN over, and we've got you earmarked to do the Greyhounds.
That I consider a setback.
No, that's a privilege.
That's a setback.
You work your way up to the harness racing, and then you may get the thoroughbreds after a couple of tries.
Gee whiz. Well, I don't mind the dish lickers. Actually, you're allowed to still call them dish lickers, but I don't mind the greyhounds, but I'm not sure that's my go.
We're at the news. You've been magnificent. We're going to catch up. We're going to do we will review Shinya by the end of the Olympics with you. But thank you so much for giving us your time. I know it's a busy time, mate. We appreciate it and we love it when you come on.
No, any time for you blokes, fellas. And, I'm just a bit nervous about the assessments that are going on. I've just got to sharpen up a little bit, but I appreciate it.
We loved it.